So it's a free kick to Matlock Town.
At least the FC fans are making some noise.
Yeah, at least. And Dean Stott has to defend that. Doesn't. And Raglan's been turned, and the ball's gone through there to Gregory. And it's a goal for Matlock Town. A shot came in from Gregory. And in the end, Worstock only could carry it away. And there was the man, Danny Holland, to tap it in. And it's 1-0 to Matlock Town on the 18th minute here at Causeway Lane. Paul.
Well, we were asleep again at the back, and the space that we allowed the man in on the left-hand side of the box there to just turn and hit the shot, he was unchallenged, wasn't he? And Worstock did make a save, but he wasn't able to hold it, and it just spilled out nice and easily. And it was virtually an open goal to ram the ball in, wasn't it?
The first shot was too easily given, and the second shot was too easily given.
Yeah, there was no marking on the man following up, so it's two mistakes, really.
And the sluggish start by both teams has... spawned a goal. Wolfie with an ambitious ball down the right wing, but the Wolfie does well with that and wins a corner. Oscar Radford kicked the ball out.
First corner.
And this is going to be taken by Liam Brownhill, who did a cracking job last weekend against Frickley with his corners. Every single one was a corker. So here's Liam Brownhill to take this corner. In it comes, it's an in-swinger towards near post, it's heading on, and it's a goal! There's Tom Greaves, a near post header from Liam Brownhill. Greaves did really well with that one, but the ball had to go a long way into the net, and it's 1-1, 8 minutes into this second half.
Again, the delivery was superb, and Greaves has done this before this season, getting in at the near post, in front of the defender and getting a glance in.
Back in the game, out of nothing really.
54 minutes gone, it's one apiece.
The corner came out of nothing, and that goal there.
I did say we had a goal in us.
Yes. Yes, you did. And I.
You have no faith.
And I give you cynicism back.